Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast, Today FM. Alison Curtis with you. And as promised, Blue Hydrangea has joined me on the phone line. Blue, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. All the better for hearing your cheerful voice today.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what I want to say before we get into it? Blue Hydrangeas were my wedding flower. So I have a soft spot the flower and the name.
They're absolutely beautiful. And you see them everywhere in Ireland. I don't know, like, grannies must have just planted them years ago, and there's bushes everywhere.
They're everywhere. They can grow quite big as well. Like, they're really beautiful. And you chose that name for a very specific reason, for a stage name.
Yes. Yeah. It's because whenever I was growing up, we had a massive hydrangea bush at the bottom of our garden. And my grandmother said, if you plant them with rusty nails, it turns blue, and blue is my favorite color. So it all just came together. Although I just bought a house and I've been trying to plant hydrangeas and make them blue, and I have a feeling that this rusty nail business is a bit of a myth, but we'll find out. I'll keep you updated.
But you know what though, apparently they can change per acidity in the soil in the season. So I could be wrong on this, but apparently they can be white one year and then blue another year.
Yes, no, that's completely accurate. But I don't know if the rusty nail has anything to do with that. I just like the story of something going from like a rusty, dirty nail into a big, beautiful flower, which is kind of how I feel whenever I've dragged myself out of bed and get into drag.
So before we talk about this weekend and everything that's happening, coming up for Pride, you've had such a long career with drag now, and we think it's so powerful that you were part of an Irish, show this past year, Dancing with the Stars, and just from a visibility point of view for younger people as well. And I'm sure you don't take that lightly either.
No, absolutely not. I felt so privileged to be able to do that show and to be like a drag queen on national television week after week, showing that I'm not going to give in to anyone who doesn't like what I do. It felt very empowering for me, and it was the thing keeping me going, because that show is very intense.
Yes.
But whenever I was meeting people and people were telling me, my aunt was watching and she's obsessed with you, and oh, my kids just think you're gorgeous and all this, and it just made me think, this is reaching so many more people than I would have reached during Drag Race or something like that, which is very like, within the queer community. But it was amazing to be, in people's televisions on a Sunday night.
Completely. And it was just so positive, and it was so wonderful. And it definitely would have started a lot of lovely conversations, positive, progressive conversations. And a lot of people watching it would be inspired as well. So it was amazing. And you obviously made it to the final. So you were on for a good few weeks, actually. You made it to the final. And
oh, yes, it was the longest stint of my life doing anything in that show. I loved it though.
We actually had Katya on 2 weekends ago, and she was talking about her experience on it as well, and she loved it as well. So, and it's intense, but you can tell you're all behind each other.
Absolutely. Me and Katya were the two divas, I think. So we would come in and we'd be like, oh, this week has been so hard, and everyone else is like big smiles on their face.
God. So listen, you took part, of course, in RuPaul's Drag Race in UK season one. What was it like to get the call for that, to go, yeah, you can be part of this?
Oh my gosh, it was wild. I mean, they put out the teaser for it saying that this was coming, Drag Race UK is coming on like one December evening. I think it was the 11th of December, 2018. I remember it so vividly because that night I was up all night thinking this was meant for me. Like I there was no other option in my head. This was going to happen for me.
Right.
I didn't quite think it would happen on the first go around, but I'm very thankful. And it definitely built me as a character, because whenever I went onto that show, I was so naive and young and I didn't know what I was doing, but it helped create like a full drag character for me, and I'm really appreciative of the show for sure.
But isn't that the thing though, like it's something that, like with all things, you evolve more and you become much more precise and you develop much more of your own persona as you grow with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you're thrown in the deep end at Drag Race. You're asked to sing, act, dance, write jokes, I don't know, be a magician, whatever they want you to do that week you have to do, and it just forces you to like see how you would work in these conditions. And then after the show, you get to work with all these incredible performers across the UK, not just from the show. I'm talking like people in tiny little bars that don't get enough credit.
Yeah.
And you learn from them, and it's amazing. And drag is one of those things that when you stop learning, it's time to give up, because there's so much to be involved in. to showcase and to learn.
It's such a positive, incredible and creative space as well. So RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the World, first season, and you won that.
I know, that's still crazy. I love hearing it though, thank you.
It's incredible. I just love the history of it as well. And I know that it's become much more documented, thankfully. So, you know, stories from the early days of drag are being shared more now as well. And it's just so... Yeah. Captivating. So we're moving along to the 29th of June at the end of the month, and you're taking part in Mother and Pride Block Party, and that just looks like it's going to be the best fun ever.
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. I think I did the Mother Pride Block Party like the year we were coming out of lockdown, so it was the first big Pride event that I had done in probably about 2 years.
Wow.
And it was so much fun, so many smiley faces, the weather was beautiful, and I hope it's just the same again. We've got an incredible lineup: Sasha Velour, Drag Race icon, we've got Cobra, Princess Superstar, Robin S. I think it's going to be really good fun. So
Make sure
to get your tickets and come and party with me.
Definitely. So National Museum on Saturday, the 29th, and the city just comes to life for Pride, and it's so colorful and it's so amazing. And I know that this has always been such a huge success for everybody. And I know it's going to be bigger than better than ever as well. No pressure, Blue. No pressure.
Well, I'm there, so of course it's going to be bigger and better.
It's going to be bigger and better. Listen, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And we will see you in a couple of weeks' time. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my love. I hope you have a great day. And happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.